A gentleman's asking me, what was the cause of the recession? Excess leverage and not enough regulation. Right? So when you look at excess leverage, when Lehman Brothers went under, they were leveraged 31 to 1. Right? So that means you give me $1 million, I lend you $30 million. Okay? If the markets go up 3%, you just doubled your $1 million. The markets go down 3%, your million's gone. Right? So we had rules in the United States, Regulation T, there's one. All of you are legally allowed to borrow up to half of your money at our firm, no questions asked. It's margin. Okay? You go to a commercial bank, you might be able to borrow 65-70%, depending upon your stock bond mix. You go to the private equity firms and can increase it from there. So Wall Street figured out ways to get around the broker-dealer community and the commercial bank community, right? Doing private equity where they figured out how to turn up the heat. Now, the problem is, I would say that most of us in this room aren't in favor of a lot of regulations, okay? And if what you do just hurts you, have at it. But if what you do hurts me, we're going to have to talk. And the regulators we saw in the last 10 years at our firm, the SEC auditors got younger every year, right? Every year they got younger. And before the crisis started, we would get auditors that were barely in their 20s, and we'd have to say, okay, this is a mutual fund. It's a lot of people pooling their money together, and somebody runs it. And they were interested in keeping us competitive because they saw Wall Street losing money to London and to other financial markets in Europe for underwritings. Right? So the focus of the regulators was more on competitiveness and not on keeping the crooks out. And the other was, I think this idea that trees grow to the sky. You know, so many people thought that housing would never go down in value. And, you know, that's got to be the number third here. So I hope what we learn about all this is there are certain regulations that are good. I think number two, I hope we learn that trees don't grow to the sky. And then number three, of course, excessive use of leverage is wrong. You know, think about this. For all the years I've been at this, I've never once encouraged a client to borrow money to buy stocks. Never. Because I know what goes around comes around. Right? Leveraging is a good time on the way up, but you get hurt pretty good on the way down. And so a lot of people just had a very short memory and were using excessive leverage, obviously. And when the markets start selling off, leverage is a terrible thing. But I personally think there's plenty of risk in stocks. Plenty. Well, I don't need to turn up the risk. But a lot of people disagree with me and thought that, you know, when the party's gone, let's just keep throwing gasoline on the fire. Now I'm not into the blame game. I think there are plenty of other people that were responsible for the financial crisis, but that would be my top three.